Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Getolena with the evening news. The headlines. President Murmu urges citizens to adopt nation-first approach to make India a developed country. Nagaland Congress raises serious concerns regarding an indictment by U.S. Securities Exchange Commission against Gautam Adani. Union Home Minister Shah says any kind of laxity in the law and order situation of Delhi is not acceptable. And Nagaland Chief Secretary Alam inspects works progress in Kisama. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed nation. Addressing the fourth edition of Lok Manthan in Hyderabad, the president emphasized that all citizens must understand the country's cultural and intellectual heritage and strengthen our invaluable traditions.
भारत को पुनः श्रेष्ठतम राष्ट्र बनाने के लिए देशवासियों की मानसिकता को एकता और शिष्टता के सूत्रों में पिरोना हम लोगों का कर्तव्य है। मेरे विचार से एक विकसित राष्ट्र के निर्माण के लिए सभी देशवासियों में राष्ट्र को सर्वोपरि मानने की भावना का संचार करना अनिवार्य है। लोकमंथन द्वारा सभी भावना का संचार किया जा रहा है। ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण की दिशा में अत्यंत सराहनीय कदम है।
Stating that the diversity provides a rainbow of beauty to the country's fundamental unity, the president said the feeling of national unity has kept the country united despite many challenges. President Murmu recalled that efforts have been made for centuries to divide and weaken the Indian society. She stated that artificial distinctions could not break the natural unity and citizens instilled with the spirit of Indianness have kept the torch of national unity lighting. The president recalled how the influence of Indian ideology has spread far and wide in the world since ancient times, and the entire world appreciated India's religious beliefs, art, music, technology, medical systems, language, and literature. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, today raised concern regarding an indictment by the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission, SEC, against Indian billionaire Gautam Adani and his associates. Addressing a press conference in Dimapur, NPCC Communication Department, Younger Longcomer stated that, according to the SEC's report, Adani and his associates are accused of bribing officials in five Indian states amounting to 2,000 crore rupees. The states involved include Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Jammu and Kashmir, and Andhra Pradesh, spanning from 2020 to 2024.
It is not a serious matter just to India, but this is also a big embarrassment and an indictment of our Mr. Modi ji. Why? Because we have seen over the years the close relation that he has maintained with Gautam Adani and his companies. And we have seen that so many contracts have been being given to Adani, and the assets of our country, including airports, railways, roads, are being given to Adani under the watchful eye of our Prime Minister.
Mr. Longcomer voiced concerns about the independence of Indian regulatory bodies like the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, suggesting that they may not have been proactive in investigating these allegations, unlike when they target opposition leaders. Demanding a joint parliamentary committee investigation into the matter, the Congress said that if the ruling BJP and Prime Minister Modi have nothing to hide, they should allow a full investigation to uncover the truth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government has a policy of zero tolerance against crime, and any kind of laxity in the law and order situation of Delhi is not acceptable. He said this while holding a meeting with Delhi police to review the law and order situation. Mr. Shah pointed out that it is the personal responsibility of each and every policeman to make Delhiites feel completely safe. He added that the safety of children, women and senior citizens should be the priority of Delhi police. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam today visited the Naga Heritage Village Kisama to inspect the ongoing construction works. During his visit, he reviewed all construction sites and inspected the parking area. The Chief Secretary also held discussions with the contractor and officials from various departments, emphasizing the need for the timely completion of the projects. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Minister of Health and Family Welfare, P. Paiwan Konyak, visited District Hospital Tuensang yesterday. Thanking the officers and staff of District Hospital for their warm welcome, the minister stated that his visit was not an official but exercise to overlook at the shortcoming of the department on the issue of infrastructure and development work in the district. He informed the gathering that there are many shortages of medical doctors in the state, especially the specialist doctors, and the government is doing their best to fill up the gap. Mr. Paiwan also informed that his main aim of visit is to oversee the food safety and drugs control in the district. The minister was accompanied by commissioner and secretary, additional director, principal director, and senior doctors from the Department of Health and Family Welfare. Dr. Imli Temsa Ozakam, CMO Tuensang, gave a brief PowerPoint presentation of the department's activities in the district. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has invited online applications from eligible students for the Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child. It has invited applications for the CBSE Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child who has passed Class 10 in 2024 from CBSE and is studying in Class 11 at CBSE-affiliated schools. Additionally, online applications are also invited for the renewal of the CBSE Single Girl Child Scholarship for Class 10 awarded in 2023. The last date for submission of online applications is the 23rd of next month. The details, eligibility conditions, and the online application form are available on the CBSE website. As part of the Janjatiya Gaurav Diwas 2024 celebrations and the IEC campaign for Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan, the Tribal Research Institute Nagaland under the Department of Tribal Affairs organized tribal cuisines and tug-of-war competitions. The event, funded by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India, was held at Naga Solidarity Park, Kohima. Lotha tribe emerged as the winner in the tribal cuisines, with Puchuri tribe securing second place and Sumi tribe finishing third. In the tug-of-war competition, Chagasan tribe emerged as the winner. Sumi tribe took the first runner-up position, while Angami tribe placed second runner-up. The competitions witnessed enthusiastic participation from 16 tribes of Nagaland. Estampas del Perú will be performing at the Hornbill Music Festival 2024 on 2nd December. The cultural association Estampas del Perú has been dedicated to the promotion and dissemination of Peruvian culture abroad for over 25 years, bringing the vibrancy of traditional Peruvian music and dance to international audiences. The association is spearheaded by Ricardo Delgado, a renowned artist born in Arequipa, Peru. And in sports, the first Dr. K.C. Nihoshi Memorial Open football tournament commenced today at the District Sports Council ground in Zuniboto District. The tournament is organized by Trojans Club in memory of late Dr. K.C. Nihoshi, a passionate supporter of sports, particularly football. According to Trojans Club President Hokato Yeptomi, the tournament has 12 local clubs competing for the coveted trophy. He urged the players to be patient and dedicated, reminding them that today they might be in a small club, but with the hard work they could represent not only the district but higher level of competition. To end the news, the headlines here again. President Murmu urges citizens to adopt nation-first approach to make India a developed country. Nagaland Congress raises serious concerns regarding an indictment by U.S. Securities Exchange Commission against Gautam Adani. Union Home Minister Shah says any kind of laxity in the law and order situation of Delhi is not acceptable. And Nagaland Chief Secretary Alam inspects works progress in Kisama. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.